At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Josh Bice, the scandal that involved his burner accounts in which he attacked both rivals and allies using anonymous social media accounts that he created and operated to do this. So this is a scandal that largely stems from, I guess, what he said and the fact that he lied about doing all these accounts, all these anon accounts. So he lied about that. This has led to him getting canceled by G3 Ministries, the ministry that he founded. It has also led to G3 canceling their upcoming conference circuit. So this is a major deal, especially as G3, they have been players in a long time. Whereas G3 is kind of big enough to be a big EVO institution, the personalities of G3 are not. Josh Bice is a mid-EVO player, and largely what he did, maybe I'll get into this later, but what he did was rather amateurish for someone who had big EVO aspirations. Just going to say that. So let's dive into the Josh Bice scandal at G3. But first, I want you to know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. We were around for the meme wars of 2023, which is when a lot of these anon accounts that Josh Bice was operating were active in the fight. So there's a, you know, sort of a meme war where G3 fought against the Christian nationalist. The Christian nationalist won, and G3 is largely backed down on a lot of these issues to focus on what they're better at. Which, in my opinion, cessationism is kind of too big of a focus of theirs, but as we will see with some of the anon screenshots, this was a major sticking point for Josh Bice. So, you know, we've been around long enough to cover a lot of the relevant details of this story. I also want to make a point that I can't say for certain that I knew about this. I feel like I was told about Josh Bice's anon accounts, but yeah, I was not going to remember that. So I feel like I was told about it, but I did not remember. So I can't really say I actively knew about this. I'm pretty sure I can say I was told and, you know, didn't heed it or forgot it, didn't care enough at the time. I think that's true, but I did not actively know this when the story broke. So going back, yep, the least you can do, like this video, subscribe to the channel, the podcast if you're new. I also have a book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare, linked in the description below. So let's talk about the article that I wrote, which kind of summarizes the issue. Got a couple statements that we can read. G3 Ministries, just a little bit of an introduction, is a large platform founded by Josh Bice, built to equip churches in ways institutions like the Gospel Coalition have failed. I would also add Nine Marks and Desiring God to that list of failed institutions that G3 was sort of responding to. G3 is similar, theologically similar to John MacArthur, and I would argue that they've been posturing and jockeying to be his spiritual successor. But that's just my opinion, but I think it is largely evidenced by past activity and some of what's been currently exposed. The last 2 years have been detrimental to the reputation of G3 as they engaged in bad faith campaigns with ministry rivals. In 2023, Josh Bice, Scott Annual, and Owen Strand peddled James Lindsay talking points to attack Christian nationalism. The result of the ensuing discourse led to Michael O'Fallon being removed by the G3 board. Now, what's interesting about this, I bring this up in the article because Josh Bice continued the fight via anon accounts, and that's partially why he's being fired. That's partially why they'd be asking about anons, about his anon burner accounts. Anyway, Evidently, around the same time, Josh Spice operated anonymous accounts, which he used to engage in shadow campaigns against ministry rivals, G3 speakers, and even elders in his own church. G3 announced Josh Spice's resignation from the ministry he founded. So they put out a statement, and it says, quote, "The Lord calls his church to walk in the light, to speak the truth in love, and to uphold integrity, especially among those entrusted with leadership. It is in that spirit of sober transparency and humble accountability that we, the board of G3 Ministries, share the following statement in regards to Josh Bice, president of G3, an elder at Praise Mill Baptist Church, PMBC. In recent weeks, the elders of PMBC uncovered irrefutable evidence that Dr. Bice has for the past 3 years operated at least 4 anonymous social media accounts, 2 anonymous email addresses, and 2 Substack platforms. These accounts were used to publicly and anonymously slander numerous Christian leaders, including faithful pastors, some of whom have spoken at G3 conferences, several PMBC elders, and others. The actions were not only sinful in nature, but deeply divisive, causing unnecessary suspicion and strife within the body of Christ, and particularly within eldership of PMBC. Just a quick recap of PMBC. These are their elders. And Scott Annuals is the one I got the screenshots of him doing a shadow campaign against, at least as far as a member of that church responding to his anon account, which seemed to have called Scott Annual a liability. So he went after Scott Annual, his own ministry ally, someone who is a part of G3 Ministries and his church. So he was doing this to criticize his friends, not just even his enemies. That's wild. That is wild. Anyway, Dr. Bice has been asked on multiple occasions over the past 2 years whether he had any connection to these anonymous accounts, and each case he denied any knowledge of them. On Sunday evening, May 4th, 2025, after clear and comprehensive evidence emerged linking the accounts directly to him, the elders of PMBC confronted Josh. For some time, he continued to deny his involvement. Only after further evidence was presented and much pleading with him to walk in the light did Josh finally confess to his actions. Since then, Josh has acknowledged his sin, expressed sorrow, and asked for forgiveness. His desire is to personally ask forgiveness of every person he has slandered or lied to. While Josh has acknowledged with the elders that he is presently disqualified from serving as an elder, we do not believe at this time that the sin is necessarily permanently disqualifying. So they don't believe what he did was permanently disqualifying. He lied about it and was coerced into confession, or coaxed into confession if you want to be lighter about it. That's something to keep in mind. He didn't forthright confess these things. He was caught with his hand in the cookie jar. He continued to deny that his hand was in the cookie jar until it was just pathetic and sad that he continued to deny that his hand was in the cookie jar. That is what they just said here. Accordingly, his content will remain accessible via the G3 website and G3 Plus. Now, there's an update on that detail that I'll get to in a moment. To be clear, no other employee or board member of G3 knew that Josh was engaging in the activity. He acted alone. So we got a lone gunman theory here. On May 8th, after some members of the board privately encouraged Josh Bice to resign, the board received and unanimously accepted Josh Bice's resignation as president of G3. In light of these events, we have made the difficult decision to cancel the upcoming National G3 Conference and all 2025 workshops. And they described a refund and stuff like that. Hopefully, I'll get to the part where I think this is going to spell doom for G3 as a ministry. So, let's move on to the church's statement, which says, "The Lord calls us to walk in light." So, they have like a little bit of a preamble. In recent weeks, the elders uncovered irrefutable evidence that Dr. Bice, for the past 3 years, operated 4 social media accounts, 2 anonymous email addresses, 2 Substack. So a lot of the same stuff. And they also talk about how in each case he denied knowledge of them, and then it became clear that he couldn't do that. They also opened the door to his return. So while Josh acknowledged that with the elders he's presently disqualified, not permanently disqualified, which again, not really in agreement that with that, but that's just sight unseen. Because it's the fact that he's pugnacious with his own elders and very catty about it that I kind of have an issue with. So it might not even be the content. Maybe Josh Bice was right in his disagreements with, say, Scott Annual. Maybe he was right about that. So that has to be taken into consideration, because a lot of these accounts, a lot of what he said, it have been deleted and stuff like that. So let's get to some of these screenshots. We got Grant Hawthorne at Wiki Preacher. This is one of the Anon accounts that has been, you know, circulated. And it's clear from this screenshot, he went after people like Tom Askell and Founders. And, you know, Tom Askell's son was very much aware of this. This is another Anon account he had, which was at Big Eva Secrets. And he used his own name in an email template that he had and that he posted a screenshot of. So, rookie mistake. And again, this is in May of 2023, so right in the middle of the meme wars, which I think is very relevant. And this is from January, very beginning of the meme wars. And what's very interesting about this is this guy sucks at operating anonymous accounts, because this he's getting no love for these posts going after his ministry rivals. So he's doing all this and not even getting any... He's not even getting any of the likes. He's not even getting any of the clout from it, which I think is pretty bad. It's pretty bad, actually. This Anon account, doxes Josh's name. Then we have another post here. It's in September of 2023. The Wilson Askell combo trying to leech off the success of G3 by creating controversy and subtweeting all conference. It would be safe to say that Bice or G3 will not engage in similar ways during the next Founders event or Moscow conference. Lack of class. So this is in response to, you know, Joel Askell making a tweet or whatever. And what's pathetic about this is that he's using a burner to defend his public reputation and that of G3. It's very petty. It's very pathetic. Actually, I do want to show some other screenshots. So this is a screenshot of Joyner, who is an elder, or not an elder, yeah, who looks like he's the husband, that's the wife of an elder at his church. And if I can keep my screens straight, because I got so many tabs open, this is the wife going after Scott, or after the Josh Bice Anon for going after Scott Annual.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So a lot of discords being sown within this local church context. And G3 is pretty ecclesiocentric. They place a huge emphasis on the local church. They probably give pastors more authority than they actually have outlined in scripture. So this is very ironic for him to do this, but sometimes people are power hungry, and that's kind of what happens. And as we saw from the other screenshot, he has a very petty way of looking at ministries, like we're all rivals, we're going after each other, he's sniping people, and that's just not a mature view of even looking at this as a business. So this is another tweet where he's using a burner to go after Joel Beak, Paul Washer, and Vody Bachum. Again, very likable people. He goes after Cassie Hinn for not being a cessationist, which is a sticking point. He goes after John MacArthur for platforming John Piper, which I did as well. I also criticized John MacArthur for platforming John Piper because John Piper's woke, which I covered in the last video that I did. He goes after John MacArthur for platforming John Piper because he's not a cessationist, which, again, talk about making tertiary issues into major issues. So that's, again, part of the burner activity of Josh Bice. Also one of the dead giveaways that is Josh Bice, because G3 thinks it's relevant to talk about cessationism and do workshops on that, and how to misread the room and how to not understand what time it is. So send that man a watch. Josh Bice also tweeted this way back in the day. Effeminate is hiding behind a mask and refusing to be a man. Just saying. Like, he really tweeted that. Can you believe that he really tweeted that? Yes. Yes. The hypocrisy. It's not just that he did it. It's the hypocrisy. You know, that's what kind of is the most pathetic detail about this story. And he has such a petty mindset that he has to look at things as competition, competition. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm very much a businessman, very business-minded, especially since, you know, I'm a bit of a business owner myself. And I'll use Evangelical Dark Web as an example. I interact with my direct competitors. We are very friendly with our direct competitors. I'll use Protestia as an example. Very friendly with Protestia. I talk to J.D. Hall sometimes. I talk to David Morrill sometimes. And we chat it up sometimes. And I've been on his, I think I've been on his live stream. He's been on mine multiple times. Very friendly. Because a rising tide lifts all boats. And my day job in that business I own, I'm actually very friendly with direct competitors in this field. Because, you know, there's enough work to go around. And again, to some degree, a rising tide lifts all boats, but there's no reason to be overly antagonistic towards your competition. That's not always the best way to go about doing business, especially when you can subcontract and all these other different solutions. So anyway, this is an update from G3, and then I'll get to why I think G3 is toast. Due to public and egregious nature of the sin, we believe that Josh Bice has stained the mission and character of G3 Ministries. After further consideration and godly counsel, we have made a decision to remove all of Josh Bice's content from every platform. This will take some time to accomplish. From our founding, G3's purpose has been to educate, encourage, and equip local churches with sound biblical theology. With sadness, yet in light of these recent events, we do not believe Josh's content will be helpful to fulfill that purpose any longer. And then they canceled all their conferences, so they want to give a clarification on that. We want to clarify the reason for canceling the conference. While the conference and ministry could continue without Josh's leadership, we chose to cancel this year's event primarily because several of the scheduled speakers had been sinfully targeted by him through anonymous accounts. Even though he will not be leading the conference moving forward, we did not want to put these brothers in a difficult position of deciding whether to participate in an event so closely tied to someone who maligned them. We understand this is disappointing to many who have faithfully supported the conference over the years, but we believe that this was the necessary and right course of action in light of such grievous sin. These are difficult matters and may take some time to fully unfold. Please be patient as we seek to be transparent and biblical and treat the sinner and victims in a godly manner. Please continue to pray for the church, the elders, the victims, Josh, and his family as they walk through this difficult process. So let me just say this. They have not been very transparent. It's the internet that's gone after the burner, that's gone after and dragged out the burner accounts. They should be putting out all the burner accounts so that Josh Bice can make amends with all the people that he slandered, not just the ones that they know about. Because I have a large feeling that Josh Bice has slandered a lot more people with these burner accounts, especially being on the wrong end of the meme wars in 2023, then they will hold him too. Just saying. That needs to be said. And their refusal to say what was said, where it was said, as in by what burner accounts, that's not transparent. And I'm not going to pretend that it is. So G3 is toast. So, you know, they lost Michael O'Fallon. And he was sort of the backbone, at least in getting them, because he has a lot of experience doing event planning. So he's very experienced in helping G3 actually become what they were. And then Josh Bice was probably going to be the MC at the conference, at all these conferences. So without the MC, who's going to pinch hit for that? Scott? Virgil? Don't tell me it's Owen Strand. So this was a big deal. Because the MC at all these conferences was the guy that had the scandal. He was also a speaker at these conferences. I don't know if they had a full lineup announced for G3 2025, but their initial lineup had Steve Lawson in it, which I think is a little funny, all things considered. So without a 2025 conference circuit, it's May, middle of May 2025, without the rest of the year doing the conferences, they're going to be pretty irrelevant going into 2026, and I think that's just going to kill their ministry. I think it's going to plummet their ministry. I'm not wishing this. I'm just saying what I think will happen, that absence will not make the heart grow fonder. There's already emerging competitors, and again, rising tide can lift all boats, but there's only so many conferences that you can do in a year. So rising tide lifts all boats doesn't necessarily apply to the conference circuit. So I think they're going to get absorbed. You know, their market share is going to get absorbed. And this disgrace on their ministry, it's not like Josh Bice was a huge personality, but he built an organization that could attract huge personalities, and they might not be able to do that anymore. Tom Askell might say, nope, I'm not going to show up to your events anymore. Vody Bakum might say, price of the brick has gone up. And some new up-and-comers, probably going to blacklist them. They're going to face some real consequences for this, and maybe they just canceled their current slate of conferences because their speakers already did, or were about to, and they knew they were going to. Maybe that's why they did it. But maybe it's, because I think that's more plausible than they could not replace Josh Bice. So those are some of my thoughts, and I think these lasting consequences from Josh Bice's actions will have destroyed G3 Ministries for good. I already think that the meme wars of 2023 destroyed G3 in the long run. Like, that basically destroyed their credibility on a lot of issues to a lot of people. But their ability to pull in speakers was damaged by this scandal, and I think that's going to destroy G3 Ministries. So that's my prediction for the future. As for Josh Bice himself, I do hope he's sincerely repentant. The fact that they had to coax a confession and sorrowfulness out of him, not a great sign, but I do want him to be saved. I do want him to be repentant. I'm not going to get on board with wanting him to be a pastor again, especially after, again, meme wars of 2023 and all this other stuff and the petty level which he views ministry and business and stuff like that. We shouldn't have pastors that have the short-sightedness of Mr. Krabs. We should have pastors that, you know, can see a bigger picture over a longer period of time and understand the work and that needs to go into that and how God brings the harvest. We need more of that. So those are my thoughts. No ill will towards Josh Bice, even though I think he blocked me on Twitter back in the day. His account's deleted currently. So again, we're not on friendly terms, but I don't, it's not like I spend my time dunking on him or making anonymous accounts against him. And I don't know if I even had any interaction with these anonymous accounts of his either. So just trying to call it like I see it. He is, never been friendly with me, but nevertheless, I want him to come out of this stronger and be restored to the body. There. Not to the pastor, but definitely to the body. So those are my thoughts. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this content, do also subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.